Audio Gravity, 15th of July 2009. Good morning. I feel fantastic today. It might be the coffee talking, actually, rather than me, but I actually feel loads better today. Yesterday, I started to feel a little bit better. I've still got a bit of a blocked head, but I don't have that brain compression. I actually think that's the name of it. I read somewhere the other day that it's called brain compression. And it's almost like when your sinuses are affected by some kind of virus. And it makes all your sinuses flare up. Anyway, you did tune in to hear about my sinuses. First link today is over on 24ways.org. A really cool blog post about using Google App Engine as your own content delivery network. The only problem with using Google App Engine, of course, is that they do have bandwidth limitations and also file size limitations. But it is a well thought out, well put together blog post, as most of the things are on 24ways, to be honest. It's a really interesting CSS layer. I can imagine it took them a while to get it working in a lot of browsers, a lot of hacks going in there to make sure it works in IE, for instance. But yeah, this blog post by Matt Riggott, who's a guy living in Edinburgh, Scotland, who I've never really heard of before. I don't know if he's on Twitter. I'll have to have a dig around, see if he is. He's put this really, really clear, concise blog post together about using Google App Engine. Now, we actually want to use Google App Engine for our crawler. We want to actually move our crawler onto it. And I presume that after a while, the App Engine will be a paid service. And who better to host your Python aggregator style scripts than Google? If we can work something out in terms of being able to connect and store the stuff on our database, that would be great. I can see some sort of fusion here somewhere, running loads of different bits of applications on different services, different clouds, different CDNs, having backups to CDNs, having clouds within clouds, and almost in the same way that the electricity system's starting to change in terms of real-time analysis of costings from, you know, eco-provisioning. I can see that apps will, you know, have these real-time systems, or you'll be able to build real-time systems to query places and say, you know, how much is your bandwidth today, and how much is your overage today, and how much space have you got in your system. If you think of networks getting faster and faster and faster, you can literally move your system from cloud to cloud to cloud, depending on the pricing. So you can, it's almost like having real-time costings. And that would definitely be the coolest thing ever, to be able to, you know, suddenly if you had like a massive intake of visitors from China or Japan, you could literally fire your whole web system to a server localized in Japan to deal with that demand. It'd be like the biggest geek train set you've ever seen. Anyway, I've spent 3 minutes gabbering on about the first link. I do apologize. Next link today is on Polyvore.com. Polyvore is like a fashion site, but what's cool about it is that they have sets and groups. If you imagine like Flickr for groups in terms of grouping lots of stuff together, they approach selling fashion in a different way by telling you what it would look like with these glasses, these pairs of shoes, this, that, and the other. We found this the other day looking for 80s wear because Sam was going to an 80s night out. And what this site does is you click on you know, something that takes your fancy. So being a woman, most women like the visual thing. So they click on some jeans or a bag, and then it shows you stuff that you can have with it which would match. Really cool way, really, to be honest. And I think this is the way that sites are going to move forward, is that they're going to give you more of a suggestion. You know, imagine Amazon gives you recommendations on things that people have bought with that, or, you know, things like it. But I think it's going to start to break out even more over different genres of actually being telling people that, well, this goes together with this, and it's based on this social grid in terms of these people recommend it. And I think it's going to be even easier to make decisions in the future. Should we be allowing our social grids to tell us everything that we need to know? Will we stop thinking? Will we just plug into the matrix? Will we have a big wire sticking out of our heads? Who knows? Next link today is over on speedingcomputer.com. 7 reasons why you should never buy the newest computer hardware. This is actually blown my mind in terms of me always worrying about buying new computer hardware. There, for number one, for $159,000 for 1,000-word memory of 12 alphanumeric characters, and you've got this massive big room with machines and spinning tapes and a big name of it called the UNIVAC. $160,000 in today's money. Just epic. 1,000-word memory of 12 alphanumeric characters. I mean, what would you do on that? What would be the use of that machine using all that power and all that money just for that? Just to probably print off a few letters from one machine to another machine. Talk about progress. And then underneath it there is, there's loads of other ones, but the Apple Lisa comes next, number two, just under $10,000 for a 5 megahertz processor with 512K of RAM. I mean, it's just amazing, really, when you think about it, what we have today for the prices. You know, some of these machines, like netbooks, just a netbook. Imagine going back in time with a netbook and just saying, you know, here's my computer and I can store everything on it, all the world's information on it. I don't know, you probably could store all the world's information on it, but you'd probably scare the shit out of people who just paid under £60,000 for a 1,000-word memory computer. Next link is over on mezzoblue.com. They're giving away a free HTML themed icon set, which is quite useful. They've got like anchors, block quotes, forms, H1, H2. They're just really nice little iconography. And I've always liked Mezzoblue because they do some fantastic stuff. And they have a paid for catalogue as well. If you're looking for icons, they're pretty much some of the best. Next link is over on Apple Geek Light. They have this really light. The only reason why I mention it is not just because of the cartoon that they've done in light, but they've done this really, really simplistic theme. And it's a constant reminder to me that you should always look back or look at your themes or your site often and think, how can I do this any better? And don't always think that because people have got more access to broadband these days that you should be able to just have a big bloated site. I think there's definitely something to be said to have either a mobile version or a light version of your site. I'm actually working on a mobile version of MediaM at the moment, but I'm having troubles with the rewrite rules in forwarding requests for different iPhones and Blackberries and everything else. Looking for the user ID coming in so that I can forward you to the mobile version. But I'll play with it. I'll get it right. And the last link today is writesomething.net. It's just this, they call it the Endless Senseless Collaboration Book. But I think they've actually touched on something here that could be really, really useful. You can basically just type in a little message and you can publish it and it goes on to the rest of the letter, which is on the page. Some of the messages, you aren't going to start a revolution or change what you hate, so shut up. You can't have your arms crossed, sit back and pout. But in the end, you aren't beating the system is beating you. Next link, next line to that is, okay, big brother, thanks for the assumptions about my motives and thanks for the pessimism. Also, I am eternally indebted to you. Having fun making your bed, then laying in it. Hopefully it's not a bed full of thorns. Don't cut off your nose despite your face. And then they've put star to spite. And then another one, I wonder what good will come my way today. So it's just this everlasting, very similar to Twitter, I guess, this sort of everlasting release of just wordage. But a few of my friends, like Butter Magnet, they should definitely have a look at writesomething.net and think about collaborative additions to writing stuff. I think there is definitely some kind of audio, textual, video crossover that enables the sort of collaborative hive mind to build something out in an anonymous way. I think some people have concerns about being judged, about, you know, their voice, how they come across, how they're being perceived. And I think something like this would be quite useful to, as an entry road to get people involved with a collaborative project. Anyway, this is coming up to 10 minutes. I do apologise. I normally keep it under 5 minutes. I'm just having a really exciting, good day, and I hope you are too. And I'll see you all tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.